We have so many amazing artists and artistic talent in Western Australia, and one organisation called Art on the Move is working hard to connect art and people across the state through touring visual arts art exhibitions. They recently announced their original exhibition touring strategy, which provides a framework that supports a 5-year touring circuit of visual art. To tell us more about the strategy and what's involved, we're joined by Acting Executive Director of Art on the Move, Ricky Arnold. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. Nice to be here, Fiona.
So to begin with, could you tell us a little bit about what Art on the Move is and does?
Art on the Move is a regional supporting agency which looks at touring visual arts across the whole state. It has a capacity building role, so as well as touring exhibitions, we work around those exhibitions to provide training and community engagement work in regional communities across the state, and we also link nationally with other touring agencies that tour through the rest of the country.
And you've recently announced the regional exhibition touring strategy. Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, sure. It's it was a strategy that was commissioned as part of a project, a partnership between the state government through the Royalties for Regions and the Art Gallery of Western Australia, and then Art on the Move. And it was to look at the impacts of the increased funding that had been made available to tour the state collection and make that accessible across the state. We conducted over a year's worth of consultation across over 100 different organisations across the state, and we broadened it to not only those public galleries that were already receiving touring, but we broadened it to a whole lot of other community organisations that might be interested in creating shows or being able to participate in tours in the future, including the First Nations art centres across the state as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask, I read that it was in development for the last 18 months. What was it like being able to receive that feedback from some of the different communities that you've been involved with previously, but ones that you haven't?
Yeah, it was. It took a long time as well, because what we did is we go out and run surveys and phone interviews. We realised that a lot of people had been a little bit surveyed out, so we spent a lot of time on the phone and actually really talking to people and gathering those key issues that were really front of mind for everybody, and those were things around staffing. They were things around training. The quality of the infrastructure that exists in different parts of the state, or the gaps in that, and also about ideas around actually having more regionally led projects. So once we'd got that kind of those issues, then we also then did a whole lot of regional visits to actually really delve into that and what that means on the ground. So it gave us a whole lot of deeper knowledge about how this is working. There's been a whole lot of new venues developed through Royalties for Regions over the last 10-15 years. So it's given us a much bigger benchmark about who we can work with and who we can grow connection for visual artists in the communities.
It sounds like you got a lot of really interesting information there. Regional communities have so much really important artistic talents and people just who want to show their art. So it's great this is being created to help shine a light on some of those regional communities that may not get as big as opportunity as Metro.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I think at the very heart of this in the goals that we've set ourselves is to really recognise the role and the importance that artists play in that, because, you know, without all of that talent and input from those artists, we don't have any artwork to tour. So it's really important that we really recognise that development on the ground. And also regional artists found that it was very difficult to get their work seen outside of their own community. So we're really trying to find ways to work with other agencies across the state to come up with regional touring exhibitions based out of the regions, but also to grow the employment opportunities on the ground. So artists within their own communities are their gallery's biggest supporters, so they're the volunteer base, they're the people who will work and curate exhibitions. So we're trying to sort of improve that employment level, but also what we're looking at is how do we actually get those exhibitions exchanged a bit more across regions. Mm. So artists put in all of that effort to their exhibition, but they get it seen by more than one place and they get more opportunity to connect with buyers, connect with future commissions, and connect with maybe future Metro galleries too to represent them here.
You're listening to On the Record. We're joined by Ricky Arnold and we're discussing Art on the Move's new regional exhibition touring strategy. Now, part of the strategy outlines six goals over the next 5 years. Can you walk us through some of them?
Yeah, sure. Our first goal is very much about First Nations artists and the value of the work and the unique cultural expression that we're so lucky to have in Western Australia. So our first goal is about increasing the ability for that work to get out across the whole state and be seen in other communities, and also for communities to engage with those artists. Our second goal is very much about having more regional drive in this. So Art on the Move will look at its processes about how we select which exhibitions go touring to try and get more regional input to that. But also we want to support some of the exhibitions that are being driven from the regions as well. Thirdly, we recognise, as I said, that WA artists are really valued in the middle of all of this. And the fourth one is around looking at the equitable distribution of some of the infrastructure across the state. Mm-hmm. So there are a whole lot of galleries, but not all of them are up to the standard that could take, you know, really important or expensive works from the State Gallery. So we're looking at what kind of infrastructure investment would be needed to upgrade in terms of environmental controls, security, fire control and those things, which means those galleries would be able to participate more. And then also we're looking at how those all of these players network more and how they might be able to support each other and share resources, share projects and be able to collaborate.
There are some really important goals and points and issues that you hit in all of those. And it's great to see that your organisation is working to address these to better support our amazing artists. As part of the framework, it will support a five-year touring circuit of visual art. Can you tell us a bit more about that travelling circuit and what it may look like?
Yeah, we Art on the Move has a menu of exhibitions that are on tour at the moment, and we've also been working with many different galleries across the state to look at bigger triennial kind of opportunities. So the Regional Arts Triennial, which resulted in the Open Borders exhibition that happened at John Curtin Gallery last year. We're working to look at the next phase of that, to look at what new exhibitions might be developed from that to tour in the future. And also we're looking at some partnerships with other agencies and other First Nations groups to look at what exhibitions are coming in the future. I think Art on the Move has often worked to tour exhibitions that exist and have happened. And what we're looking to do is to shift that future focus a bit, to look at what might be coming in the future that we can get behind earlier and be able to build touring circuits where actually those different regions can work together to exchange it and bring down some of those huge freight costs and some of those huge issues that we might have by continually sending things from the metro area.
And then in the goals you mentioned about infrastructure and economy, so it really does focus on, like you were saying, bringing down those costs and making it just more accessible for everyone, which I think is the most important thing, is just being able to share art and make it easily accessible.
Yeah, I mean, lots of regional communities have enormous cultural tourism outcomes that come from the way that they're engaging in large-scale festivals and the types of programming that they're having, and also what types of artists that they're working with in residency to connect to community and to have some really great outcomes for young people or diverse communities across the state.
When you released this strategy and the framework, what was the reaction like from the people that you interviewed, but also other artists when they heard of what you're trying to do?
The reaction has been really positive. I think because we broadened the scope of the project to look across the whole ecology, it's had a really warm reception, because it has recognised that there are levels of change that need to happen in this sector to create a better outcome. I think also, you know, one of the great things that's come from this is the recognition of that need for more funding to these regional galleries.
Of course.
And partly, the government has just created a new multi-year funding program specifically for regional public galleries, which has never existed before. So there are some really, you know, immediate kind of outcomes that are coming that are actually exciting for the development of the network.
It sounds like there are some really exciting things coming from Art on the Move now, as well as the strategy. Before we let you go, what's the next thing you're working on as part of this strategy and framework?
The next job is to really examine the way that we work. We have received new funding going forward, a new four-year funding program, where we're looking at creating artist-in-residence programs. We're looking at, you know, the new exhibitions that we'll get behind to tour, and reintroducing a whole kind of training a program that runs alongside those exhibitions, at the same time as we're building those partnerships with other arts organisations that can provide new content that can be developed across the region. So, you know, we've got some really exciting things to look at, but we're looking at it to say, how do we make this more regionally led? And so how do we, you know, not make this only about metro exhibitions going out to the regions, but how do we make that whole cycle turn around?
Definitely watch this space. It's such an exciting area to learn more about. Ricky, thank you so much for joining me on the program today.
Thanks, Fiona.
That was Acting Executive Director of Art on the Move, Ricky Arnold, sharing with us the regional exhibition touring strategy that they've announced. The framework will support a five-year touring circuit of visual art and aims to connect and contribute to social, cultural, economic activity across WA.